The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. Hey, happy Monday, happy summer Monday. Yes, we are still in summertime. Don't let those ads for school fool you. I don't want to let it go. I grabbed a weekend down the shore, and that's where we always go down the shore. Just had a great time. I took my little Charlie. I screamed out in New York early on Friday, beat the traffic out, believe it or not, and then went down to pick up Charlie, and then went down to see my mom. Had the best weekend ever, you know. Mom's blueberry pancakes. I mean, that just spectacular, just great, and all about everything great about the country. It's why I stay positive, you know. People yell at you. They tell you what you're supposed to be doing, how much taxes you're supposed to pay, how bad the country is, how we're not great as a country. All you're racist. All you have white privilege. Please. We're such a good people. And then when I go to church, me and Charlie and Brett, my nephew, and my sister Carol's a beautiful son, great kid. And we take Grandma to church, man. We all go to church together, you know? Except Al, it was so cold in the church. It dropped to like 67 degrees or so down the shore. So me, you know me, I like it when it's about roughly 110, 111 degrees.
That's why I'm surprised. Vegas, you know, nice for you. You know,
I loved it. I was in my glory. It was 107 and I wasn't even sweating. And I love when it's hot, like my Mediterranean blood. So now we go in church and it's like freezing. So I have to watch where the air, why would you put the air conditioning on when you don't even have, you know, you don't even have the you're taking a collection. This is, I swear to goodness, this happened. So I'm saying it's freezing. The air conditioning's on. All you have to do is do something really innovative that no one does anymore. You know what you do, Al?
What's that?
Open the window. Open the windows, yeah. And the beautiful sea breeze will come in and cool the church off. They're screaming this air conditioning. And my mother, God bless her, she goes, "No, I'm going to stay right here." I go, me and Charlie go bury myself in the back where there's no air conditioning. And what did they do the second collection for yesterday at church? The air conditioning.
Is that right?
Yes, it said the second collection.
Now, did you exercise your right not to put it in the second collection? Because you don't like the air conditioning?
I didn't put it in the second collection. Uh-huh. I just did not. I did not.
She said,
not.
"I'm offended by
you
air
know what?
Conditioning."
By the way, while we're talking about, and you know me, and again, Al, I always appreciate that you appreciate my faith, my strong faith, which is unwavering.
Because it's not phony. There are people out there who say they believe in God, who say they go to church and all this other stuff, and they don't really do it. You do it. Like, people ask me all the time, does he really go to church? Is he really holy day of obligation? He's there all the time.
If you want to make a donation toward a private jet for myself, I'll take the donation.
All right, Creflo Dollar.
Sure prize thing. Jesus. I need a Gulfstream. Prize Jesus.
Well, what was it? And you know what? That's funny that you say that, because didn't Joel Osteen get praised or something or honored in Houston for all the stuff that he did during the hurricane, and wasn't he ripped for it? Meanwhile, your buddy down there, Mattress, what's his name?
Mattress Mac was the
Mattress
man.
Mac.
He's a saint. Oh,
and
he's a
nobody
saint.
Nobody has done anything to honor this guy.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. But the Mattress Mac is great. Jim McAvale, he has Gallery Furniture in Houston. This is the man that produced the movie Sidekicks, where I got my butt kicked by Chuck Norris in a big way. But great kids movie, G-rated movie, and Mac is great. When Harvey hit, boy, Mac stepped up. So, yeah, but you know what? I bet you they went to Mac. I know Mac. I know Jim and Linda McAvale. They're my brothers, man. They're my sisters. And I'm sure they said, "We'd like to honor you." And I know the McAvale said, no, We don't. You know what? They are talk about Christ-like. You know. But you know what bothers me though? And listen, it's the church thing and the whole priest thing. I don't want to even think about it. And it's wrong. And I don't want to hear right now about forgiveness. I want to hear about creeps. These creeps that makes us angry, like Father Jonathan Morris on Fox News, and it's on my Twitter feed. If you go to @JerseyJoe, JRZY, Joe Piscopo, and if you're not a Twitter follower, jump on. I got my tiny little Twitter army, and we all try to stay positive. And if you follow Father Jonathan Morris, you follow Father Jonathan, said exactly what we feel. We're incensed. It's inexcusable. There's no explanation. I don't want to forgive right now. I'm too angry to forgive right now. No. And then they're giving out $300 billion. So while I'm complaining, Al, so this
Please,
is it.
Continue.
After you get the communion at Catholic Church, stay with me if you're at church. You get the communion. You want to go and you want to have your peace with Christ by yourself. You want to get drop to your knees and you want to ask for you can ask for forgiveness and you or just absorb all that you did wrong and that you are having this taking the body and blood of Christ this chance to start anew. They sing seven verses of some song and you can't pray properly when they're singing. And then the singer at the podium goes, and now we're saying 354 in the hymn book. No, I want to pray. Can you know what they should have nice.
But you can't pray over the hymn? Like
no,
that's
trouble.
Too distracting for you?
It is. I cannot listen. I'm a multitasker. I have ADD, but when it's music, I hear the music. Too clearly, whatever it is, it totally gets in the way, you know? So now I'm praying, please, Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I swear to God, I'm going to kill
in
that
your
lady
head,
up there. She sings one more
praying?
Verse.
Can you please stop the music? Please stop the music. Bless you, Father, for I have sinned. I have taken the Lord's name in vain.
I'm sitting right now, Father, because I want
to... About to take a 28.
I just want to cut the microphone cord so I can't hear that lady singing again. Jesus, help me! It's like...
That's terrible.
It's terrible. God, no, come on.
It's terrible.
Oh, Lord. Let me go to Daniel in New York. Good morning, Daniel. How are you doing this morning? Yeah, Daniel, hello? Well, that's that.
Toodles.
You know? Oh, I forgot.
Sorry.
You gave him a good... That was.
I did. I was a little, you know, well, just easing back in from vacation. I haven't really liked it.
You're a little slow and whacking.
A little slow. The right fingers aren't working that well.
So. All right. Good. When I call you, though, and I know you're waiting, so we appreciate that, but Bill in Essex County, New Jersey. Good morning, Bill. What's on your mind this morning?
No, Bill is in North Carolina.
Oh, are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Bill, you're calling from North Carolina. I am sorry. I saw another town. I thought it was Go ahead.
Yeah, I did live in Sussex County, New Jersey, up on the lake up there, and moved to North Carolina a couple of years ago. I called a few times. Listen,
Bill, hold your thought for a second, Bill. Appreciate it. Why did you move down to North Carolina? You moved from New Jersey to North Carolina for what reason? And I know the answer to this question.
Joe, you just sat in traffic for 4 hours coming back to the shore to go to your neck of the woods. What, are you kidding me?
I know. You know, I swear to you, Bill, listen, I know you called for a reason, but thanks for staying with us. Stay with me. Because here, I'm telling you, I'm on the Garden State Parkway. It's 4 hours. We're not moving. And you know what we do? We take it. And I'm looking at my fellow drivers. And they're one guy's clipping his nails, man. Yeah. It's clipping. It's like, and we take it. And the politicians could care less, huh? Oh.
You don't have to take it. Believe me, it's a beautiful life.
Oh, come back home, Bill. Come back home, baby. All right, what's on your gut?
It was great. I miss it. Just Rudy's interview on Meet the Press yesterday. You know, these guys are just trying to rope him in. I don't know why he does this. I don't know why every time he gets on TV on one of the shows, I'm like, oh. God, I hope he doesn't say anything stupid, don't even not say anything stupid, but they're going to take everything out of context, which they did, and that's all they're talking about on the other shows.
You're right. Bill, thanks for calling. Listen, well said, and I appreciate it, and we miss you, New Jersey, man. Everybody moving down out to South Carolina, North Carolina. Oh, my gosh. Hey, so this is it. With Rudy has to address... This is like a for lack of a better explanation, a publicity campaign. on behalf of the administration to get out there, because you could see by poll numbers people are starting to really just have no regard for the Russia probe, and you need somebody in a Rudolph Giuliani that gets on the shows and explains it. And when he said the truth isn't the truth, I understood exactly what he meant. Chuck Todd with the goatee. Al, Chuck Todd, you got to cut that. It's just creepy. The goatee's creepy, man. Chuck Todd on NBC News, he starts going after.
Yeah, I don't watch Chuck Todd.
Really? I mean, and he goes, oh, no. What's the truth? No, the truth. The president can go in. And Professor Dershowitz is going to come on momentarily. And you don't want to miss what Alan Dershowitz says. But in my opinion, you could go in before the special prosecutor and bring the president in. And you could have Jay Sekulow, and you could have Rudolph Giuliani, and every top, you could have Professor Alan Dershowitz. Some think the truth isn't the truth, because the president will say the truth. They'll turn it around, and they'll use it against you, and they will indict you, and they will impeach you. That's what Rudolph Giuliani meant. It's not the truth. You could just say, there is no Russia collusion. That's the truth, but apparently not. I understood what he meant. It's such a crazy time. I just, in the name of God, cannot figure out why they won't let this go. They just won't. It's all they got? Is that how desperate the Democrats are? To say how anti-American they are? To say we're a terrible country? We're racist? We're just bad people? This is all that they have? This is what they're running on? And then free everything. It's mind-boggling. So Alan Dershowitz will break it down. He knows better than anybody else. Avi Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor, and he has that book, The Case Against Impeaching Trump, and he'll break it down exactly what's happened. Like this Paul Manafort trial. And now they're going after Michael Cohen. They said, oh, now it's some kind of a tax fraud or something on a $20 million of Michael Cohen. So you go in, and I want to ask Alan this. Will you go in? And you go in for one thing, to take down a particular individual on the Russian probe, for example. You find 10 other things, and you're allowed to go after those people. And then that becomes the story. Stay with me. That becomes the story. Manafort's offshore bank accounts. That becomes a story. Tax evasion, alleged from somebody associated with Donald Trump. That becomes the story. And the media runs with that. And they go, look at all the indictments. Look at all the people. Look what the, what has it got to do with Russia collusion? And why can't a judge, and it seems like Judge Ellis in Paul Manafort's trial seems to understand it, and seems like he's handcuffed because he's got to let this run. But you want to just say everybody out. You got Russian collusion, you got nothing. And when does it end? And Alan Dershowitz will answer that like no one else can. 877-970-2999, 915 with Joe on the radio. There's Joe from Passaic, New Jersey, a beautiful town of Passaic where I was born. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. And how are you today? I was thinking the reason they're keeping this investigation going is because, like you said, people are getting sick and tired of it. And then when Hillary's turn comes to be investigated, people go, enough, let's forget about it. So I think that's
why good point.
Dragging it on.
Maybe. Yeah, I believe. Thank you. Love you too, Joe. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. It's true. There's a concerted effort to me with everything in Washington, D.C. And when you look at what Hillary did, you look at that. And this is what's scary to me, man, because I'll tell you what happened with Hillary, and then what's going on, and then how she muscled Barack Obama. Remember that whole thing? Because they did not like each other, but they worked with each other. Brennan was there the whole time. Whoa, hold on. Something going on. All of a sudden, Donald Trump, because you voted the way you should vote, and you said, no, we need to shake it up. And boy, did we get what we paid for, huh? We put the man in charge. We wanted to shake everything up. They don't know what to do. My question is this, and again, maybe Professor Dershowitz will answer that, and perhaps you can as well. What would have happened if Hillary got in? Did you think, how scary would that would have been? Because that deep state would have been stronger than ever. The game would have been played out. See? How many more millions would have been into the Clinton Foundation? That's a scary thought. Joe on the radio, it's 9:17. Al, what is the special day today? Did I hear you say bacon?
Well, there's a couple of days. Obviously, today is National Radio Day. So August 20th.
It's like nothing worked in the studio when we came.
Well, now we got it working, so knock on wood. But August 20th is set aside each year to recognize the invention of the radio, which was discovered in the late 19th century, and then the first broadcast stations started popping up in 1920. But it is also National Bacon Lovers Day. Did you know that bacon is one of the oldest processed meats in history? It's dating back to 1500 BC. That's before Christ for you millennials. It's been celebrated every year since 2000. So,
wow,
you know,
man.
I will have to have some bacon today.
You know, imagine that old that David Brenner joke that he did on Johnny Carson, the late, great David Brenner, where he said, who was the first guy to milk the first cow? I mean, who said, let me yank on those things and see what happens.
Right.
You know, it's like, who said?
Oh, hey, look at that.
That pig looks like it could taste good.
Right.
That pig looked like it tastes good. Let's process that. Oh, gross. I don't know. I'm not
bacon is delicious. Come on.
I know. It is.
In moderation. Everything in moderation. I'm not saying you got to eat bacon for every meal, but, you know,
you're going to kill me for this, man. I have turkey bacon. I have the low-fat turkey bacon.
I don't know. It's like I don't even know you anymore. I mean, really. That's gross.
It's pretty good, actually.
Turkey bacon is gross. You got to have the real thing. Again, it's not all the time. You know, I had a burger the other night. I'm not kidding. With no bun.
Yeah.
Had macaroni and cheese, cheddar cheese, pork belly.
The low carb. It was the low carb.
Low carbs. Well, that's why I had a salad with it instead of French fries.
So there you go. That was somewhat healthy. Yeah. I had mac and cheese for Charlie. I got mac and cheese. Still, it's a good staple to go to.
Yeah.
It's not so bad. And David Burke will be in tomorrow.
That's correct. Apparently,
studio.
Frank Morano was out Friday night with the Idolas. And he sent me a picture I guess he was dining at Tavern 62, I'm assuming, because
he got there.
There was a clothesline of bacon.
Yeah.
So he sent that with me, and I guess Arthur's father was looking at the bacon like, oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what, David, but that bacon, I eat that bacon.
Ridiculously good.
Professor Alan Dershowitz will join us momentarily on AM 970 The Answer with Joe Piscopo and Al Gattulo. Frankie is back tomorrow. Susie Cerrone looking out for you on the roads at 919 on AM970TheAnswer.com. Hi, Susie.
I am so with you, Joe. The turkey bacon, now, I admit it doesn't look too appealing when you get it.
But it's really good,
Al. Have you ever tried it?
You know what it is?
Nope.
It's really pretty good.
And it's got marginal fat in it.
Two slices or 30 calories, I think.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Susie.
It's really good.
Al, please, for your consideration.
Try it.
Nope.
Never happened. Forget about it. Bring the slabs on for Al.
Yeah.
Susie, good morning. 20 after 9 on AM 970. The Answer. How are we doing out there?
Not too bad out there this morning. Surprisingly, I think a lot of folks are on vacation this week. Alternate sides in effect. But, of course, the cross Bronx westbound is slow from the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. The Williamsburg Bridge inner and outer roadway Manhattan bound is heavy. Inbound George, 5 minutes for the upper and lower level. Not too bad at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel through that dreaded construction zone on 495. Holland down to 15 in either from either approach. Road work on 80 westbound near exit 61 has the left lane out. Crash on 22 westbound at Fairway Drive. No problems on the New York State Thruway or Tappan Zee Bridge. Accident even cleared on the Thruway southbound by 8A in the Elmsford area. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder informs the left of the GOP's message.
The absence of any message on the Republican side is remarkable.
Are you kidding me? Well, the message is pro-business, lessening the burden on the American taxpayer, securing the borders, making sure we have Supreme Court justices that follow the Constitution. That's the message. What's your message?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're paying too much for your health insurance, listen carefully. Due to recent changes in the law, you could be overpaying $500 or more per month on your health care. There are new, more affordable health care options with better coverage. These plans are exempt from the Affordable Care Act and now open to everyone. Health care options with better benefits costing 30 to 60% less than Obamacare plans and giving you the freedom to see almost any doctor or hospital in the country. Forbes calls this the health care plan that is saving families $20,000 a year. And over 1 million Americans have already taken advantage of this game-changing healthcare program. Call 800-239-7174 now to find out how much you'll save. Employers, you too can save 50% or more on group medical insurance with health sharing. Our licensed advisors can take away all the stress of finding the right plan for your needs and budget. Best of all, our service is free. This one call could be the best decision you make this year, so don't delay. Call now to see how much you can save. For your free quote, call 800-239-7174. That's 800-239-7174. 800-239-7174.
Alan Dershowitz coming up. Piscopo on the radio, 922 right now. For over 60 years, Rawlings Heart of the Hide gloves have been a staple in the game. I hold in my hand my Rawlings glove, my personalized Rawlings glove, which you can do, by the way. I love the Rawlings glove. And, you know, Nolan Arenado, Manny Machado, Yadi Molina, they all rely on Rawlings top-quality leather every time they step on the diamond, right? Well, the glove, even the glove I hold in my hand, it's a little stiff. Let me tell you what Rawlings did. I love this. As a baseball geek, I love this. They came up with this new Heart of the Hide R2G series that is ready to go and sure to take the youth market by storm. Because I know, you're a grandparent, you're a parent, you're taking care of the kids, right? And you, what do you do with the glove? You wrap it in the with the rubber band, you put it in the microwave, you put the oil on. Well, these ready-to-go gloves, it's the Heart of the Hide R2G. That's all you got to remember. R2G, ready-to-go glove. 25% more factory break-in. Boom! I've been asking Rawlings to do this, and here they've done it, and I'm so excited about it. Will you do me a favor? Just go to Rawlings.com. Do me a favor. Just check out Rawlings.com. Check it out, and check out the Heart of the Hide R2G series of gloves, in addition to their entire glove line, bats, helmets, apparel, and I keep telling you about the leather. That's not even in the bullet points in front of me. You got to check out the Rawlings leather, all right? And that Rawlings Heart of the Hide R2G series of gloves. Rawlings, the mark of a pro.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 924 and AM 970, The Answer. Always honored to have Professor Alan Dershowitz join us. He's got that great book, that best-selling book, The Case Against Impeaching Trump. Harvard Law professor. He allows me to call him Avi. Avi, welcome back to the program, sir.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on with you. You know, the more I get attacked on Martha's Vineyard, the more I think of missing you singing, I'm doing it my way, my way. I'm doing it my way. And we're having a karaoke night on Martha's Vineyard next week. Oh, and guess what I'm going to sing?
You're going to do
my way. Yeah.
And now.
I've always done it my way.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
The only part I don't like about the song is the last part. You know, he's 45 years old, yeah. And, you know, he's like old wine. I'm turning 80 next month, this month. I don't think of myself as old wine yet.
No, please don't even think about it. Are you going to be 80, Alan? God bless you, brother.
Yep.
You look great.
Yep.
You look great.
Hey, our great friend, author Adela, is coming up from New York to help me celebrate. He was here for my 75th, and he'll be here for my 80th. Hopefully, from my 85th, maybe you can come.
I am so, so down with that. And when you have Arthur Idala at a party, it's never dull. It is never dull.
Of course not. Last time he poured ice water over my head and pushed me into the pool. So.
Man, I want to see that.
I think that's called elder abuse.
Yeah, I think so. Avi Dershowitz with Joe Piscopo. Where do we start, Professor? Paul Manafort's trial. It heads into day three of deliberations. What's your instinct on what the outcome will be, Professor?
Well, I think the best he could hope for is a hung jury, you know, getting one or two or three jurors. Look, you never know. This is Virginia. Virginia is a state which has some Republicans and some Democrats. But even if he's acquitted or has a hung jury here, his next trial is in Washington, D.C., which is overwhelmingly Democrat. Yeah. And is presided over by a judge who's already revoked his bail, so obviously doesn't like him. So his best shot is in the Virginia court, but it's impossible to read tea leaves and predict what a jury is thinking. You know, some commentators try to look at the questions. There was a question about reasonable doubt. But that, I don't think, indicates anything more than at least one or two jurors want to know whether or not there's a reasonable doubt. The issue in the case is going to be, do you believe two witnesses, both of whom admitted to committing crimes and have been given deals? You know, they were basically told, you want to die in jail or do you want to testify against your former friend or former employer? And they both opted not to die in jail. So the jury has to assess the credibility of those witnesses.
You know, Professor, what happens, and you know this best, and forgive me for being such a layman, although I'm a son of a lawyer, you know, Avi, I'm a son of a lawyer, and I always, my daddy always told me about law and order, but when you go after the quote-unquote Russia probe, and then you find out other things about Paul Manafort, about Michael Cohen, I mean, how does that become the impetus? How does that become
You're right, it's not coincidence that they found stuff on Manafort. and Cohen. A friend of mine wrote a book called Three Felonies a Day. Prosecutors used to sit around, name a prominent figure, and figure out what three felonies they committed that day. You can find crime if you look hard for it. And what the special counsel is doing is looking hard at all of Trump's associates. The goal, as Judge Ellis said, is not to get Manafort. The goal is to put him in a position where the prosecutor can squeeze him and make him sing or even compose. You know, some witnesses compose. They make up the story or they elaborate on it because they know the better the story, the better the deal. But, you know, the interesting thing is liberals like me and civil libertarians like me have been complaining against this system for years and years and years and years. Usually the conservatives said, no, 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 the justice system works perfectly. Now that the shoe's on the other foot, liberals are defending the system because they want to get Trump, and conservatives are attacking the system because they want to defend Trump. So it's so interesting how it shifted around based on a Trump when Clinton was president, and they were trying to impeach him and prosecute him. Liberals were attacking Ken Starr as viciously as the conservatives are now attacking Mueller. But everybody, you know, you always attack those who were trying to attack you. That's the most natural and American instinct that we have.
Yeah, and Michael Cohen now with $20 million, possibly tax evasion. What's happening with him? And what about the lawyer-client privilege, sir?
Yeah, you know, the lawyer-client privilege is very crucial. And Cohen may not have much to say, even if he is willing to testify, because he can't disclose things that are lawyer-client privilege. What's surprising about what they're doing about Cohen, they claim he defrauded banks, but that the banks didn't lose any money because he paid back all the loans and he never missed a payment. And I have to tell you, in 54 years of practicing criminal law, I don't know about a case. There may be one out there, but I don't know about a case where they've gone after somebody for bank fraud when they couldn't show that the bank lost money. This would be kind of attempted bank fraud, which is really a stretch and shows how desperate they are in trying to get Cohen so they can squeeze him and have him provide information against the real target, which is obviously President Trump.
Is Mueller getting nervous, Professor?
Well, he should be getting nervous, and the jury's out. I don't think if there were an acquittal or a hung jury, it would destroy his case. But he's, of course, getting nervous. You know, the Trump people have managed to turn this into a political issue, and it is political in some ways. Look, all Mueller is going to do is come up with a report, and the report will be very critical of President Trump. And it will depend on the outcome of the election, whether or not Congress takes it seriously and moves to impeach the president. And that really does make it political. If it depends on the outcome of an election, what the result is going to be, the criminal justice system or the impeachment system, it really does show that there's politics involved in this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Now, before we let you go, Professor Dershowitz, always appreciate your valuable time. It's so great to have you on the show always, Alan. But, you know, you in your book, The Case Against Impeaching Trump, if the midterms turn against the president, you know the proceedings will start.
Sure.
I mean, for what? What are they going to impeach him for? Those of us who support the president just don't quite understand what they're going after.
Well, they're going to try to allege obstruction of justice because he has criticized the prosecutor. Well, I criticize the prosecutor.
Really?
I criticize prosecutors all the time. You know, Rudy Giuliani's my friend. But when he was prosecuting my clients, I was going after him. That's the way defense attorneys play the game. And Rudy Giuliani is now going after the people who are going after his client. What else is new? So I don't think there is a ground for impeachment. Look, if the Democrats get in power, there'll be a big debate among the Democrats whether to fritter away their resources by having a futile impeachment, because they're not going to remove him. They're not going to get 2/3 of the Senate to vote to remove him. It would be like the Clinton impeachment. Be a game. The American public will get upset about it. It'll probably backfire the way it backfired against the Republicans when they impeached Clinton.
Avi Dershowitz. Alan, did you ever use a glove when you were playing stickball on the street? It was all hands, right? It was all just
hands. The tennis ball, the stick. I used to have to wait until my grandmother was finished with the mop, and she was ready to throw out the mop. I could get the mop.
Yes, that was the bat.
Hey, wait a minute. You know what I just bought the other day at auction? I got a 1955 Brooklyn Dodger World Series championship ring. I've been lusting after that. I already have the Brooklyn Dodger 1947 National League championship ring. And for me, the Brooklyn Dodgers is baseball. You know, I'm a Red Sox fan now. Sorry to tell all your friends there. Still 9.5 games ahead, even after the Yankees win.
All right. We know. Where did you find
Brooklyn
the ring?
Dodgers. An auction.
Wow. So, Avi, listen, you look great. You're top of your game, sir, 80 years old. God bless you. And, you know, see, if you need any help on my way, I'll be happy to tutor you along Sinatra style.
You're the best.
All right. Good. You're doing it your way, Alan. Keep doing it your way, my friend. Avi Dershowitz right there. Indeed. Professor Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor. Brilliant man. The book is The Case Against Impeaching Trump. You don't want to miss that. You can Google Alan Dershowitz and get The Case Against Impeaching Trump. 9:33 with Jersey Joe on the radio. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
71 degrees and 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The installation of a second set of LIRR tracks between Ronkonkoma and Farmingdale. Only weeks away from completion, Newsday reports that the $500 million project scheduled to be finished before the end of the summer. The added tracks are expected to improve service for thousands of commuters. Benefits include the ability to route around stalled trains and increase peak service for reverse commuters who travel to Suffolk County. Three New York City hospitals are among the top 20 nationwide. New York Presbyterian ranks 10th on this year's U.S. News & World Report list of America's best hospitals. NYU Langone is in 15th place, tied with University of Pittsburgh's Medical Center, and Mount Sinai ranked 18th. The Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota is number one for the third year in a row, with Cleveland Clinic ranked second. Johns Hopkins in Baltimore is ranked third. The list evaluates hospitals based on exceptional treatment across multiple areas of care. In sports, the Little League World Series, Mid-Island beat Houston 2-1. The Staten Island team will play Honolulu on Wednesday. Ahmed Rosario had three hits, three RBIs, as the Mets beat the Phillies 8-2 in the Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Greg Bird's grand slam capped a six-run first inning. Yankees rolling to a 10-2 win over the Blue Jays in the Bronx. Jay Happ struck out 8-5 in a third of two-run ball. He's won all four of his starts since being acquired from Toronto. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Cloudy skies and back to 70 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic delays on the Cross Bronx westbound from the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound, George, where you've got road work actually on the outbound upper and lower level till about 2:33 this afternoon. The inbound, George, is fine. Inbound Lincoln, not too bad through that construction zone. The worst of it still the Holland, about 15 from either approach. Cross Bronx eastbound, not too bad from underneath the apartments out to Webster Avenue. Accident in New Jersey, 22 westbound near Fairway Drive. It's got the right lane blocked. New York State Thruway southbound, clear heading out of Rockland County, clear across the Tappan Zee. A little slow, though, on 287 eastbound from the Thruway to 6 in White Plains through that construction zone. Connecticut, 95 southbound, busy 17 down to 5. Your forecast today, partly cloudy and 76, 68 tonight in the city. Tuesday, clouds and 76. Wednesday, rain, heavy at times, 82. Thursday, finally sunny and 77. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
Biscopo in the morning, what are you looking at? Hey, it's Biscopo on the radio with Big Al Cotulo, 937. I love telling you about my pillow. because Mike Lindell is a great guy. He's a great patriot. He's a strong man of faith. And what he went through in his life, mamma mia, could you and I have gone through what Mike Lindell went through? And then to surface in such a positive way, the way he helped that, like in May, when Mike Lindell and the MyPillow company set that world record for the largest pillow fight in history, right? Thousands of people participated. It was a Pulse event. It was called in Minnesota. And the event was dedicated to giving hope to those who have been hurting or have lost hope. And Mike Lindell was using his story of being a drug addict, finding his way, becoming a successful businessman to encourage others to redirect their lives and bring religion into it. You can check it out at MyPillow.com/world record special. But this is what I love about Mike, too. He doesn't forget about you because he was here from day one. He's here on AM 970, The Answer, from day one. And he jumped on our show from day one. And we always appreciate that. And he sees the response that you give when you get the MyPillow. Now he's got this best offer ever. If you buy one MyPillow, he's offering another standard MyPillow for the lowest price ever. And the standard pillow comes with a blue carrying case and is available at this low price for a very limited time. Limited time, MyPillow offering the standard MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Now, I ask you to go to MyPillow.com. Would you do that? And use the promo code AM970, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code AM970. If you want to call, you can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. But it might be easier just to go to MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Relevant to this day, Al. You know that? Sounds as good as ever. Fresh as ever.
Yeah.
And what do you got? There's a birthday today, huh?
Well, Robert Plant turned 70 today.
Wow.
You know, there's been talk for years now of him and Paige doing a Led Zeppelin reunion, but Plant has always shot that down. I think Paige wants to do it. Plant doesn't, simply for the fact that he's got his band, he does his own songs and stuff now, and to be honest with you, he can't hit the high notes anymore. They did like a reunion thing about 5 or 6 years ago, and you know, he did great with the songs, but it was in a different octave and stuff. And listen, you know that if the two of those guys said, we're going to come back and do a Led Zeppelin tour, people would be paying thousands of dollars to see the show, right?
Are you kidding me?
And Plant is saying to his fans, look, I want to give you the best show I could possibly give. I can't do those songs anymore. I'm not going to have you pay thousands of dollars and not be able to deliver.
Yeah,
and he doesn't need the money.
Yeah, this is true. But, people, the demand, you're absolutely right. But they hit the high notes. You know, even the old man, when you get older, your voice drops.
Right.
I could feel myself when I'm on stage. We do some of the Frank Sinatra charts. I drop them two full steps, which is, two half notes down. Boom, boom. You got to drop it down. And the old man, too, I remember he was doing Something Stupid, that song that he did with Nancy, his daughter,
that beautiful
little song. You know, I know I stand in line until you did that little thing. And then there was a point in the song where he went, wow, this is too high. And he always had that range, but when you get older, it drops like that. So,
Billy Joel has said it. Billy Joel plays a concert a month at Madison
Square Garden. Drop the key?
He did. He has started to do that with some of the songs. Like some songs he won't do simply for the fact that it hurts his voice. And he said, I go a half a step, maybe a full step on one song or two songs. He said, if I have to start going even lower than that, I'm done. I'm walking away. He said, I'm not going to be there probably won't be there for the 200th show. He said, but as soon as I know that I have to start doing things a certain way, I'm out. And I don't blame him for that. Some artists, I just don't think get it at some point. Like,
What I don't understand musically, maybe someone could, and I see the calls, I'm going to them in a second. What I don't understand is when you go to Broadway, they put the songs in a key and it is locked in that key. And I have said, when I've done Broadway or I've done a North American tour, or I've done other theaters, could you drop it down a few steps for me? Because I am not a eunuch and I can't hit those notes.
Right.
They leave it. They said, nope. There's no discussion. We have to keep it in that key. Apparently the song plays well in that key. I don't know that I understand that.
Well, I wonder it depends on the, like, Springsteen sings during his performance, but it's his show, so I guess he can do it how he wants. I guess if it's an ensemble and they're learning it a certain way, you kind of have to go with the rest of the group, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a good point, because Bruce does not drop his, I don't think he's dropped anything down, for crying out loud. But he's got, I'll tell you what, I told you this too. I went to a doctor once. We all go to throat doctors. You go to go get yourself checked out, and Bruce had gone to this.
Mine misdiagnosed me, but that's all right.
They didn't find out.
God, acid reflux, right? Cancer. Yeah.
So I go in, and I went to Bruce, a doctor Bruce went to, and I said, "Can you tell me?" No, can't talk about it because he's a patient. I go, "But really, what is it? It's like leather vocal cords. Is that what it is?" They said, "Pretty much."
Well,
he's just an animal. He's an animal, man.
But your vocal cords are a muscle, right? You have to practice it every day in order to you're stretching it out.
He's an anomaly. He is Bruce, right, man. Hey,
plus he takes phenomenal. Not that you don't take phenomenal care of yourself, but I'm sure he's not, you know, in the bars down
drugs.
In the Asbury Park.
He never
Park
did drugs. He didn't do drugs.
I'm not talking about drugs, but drinking, smoking. Yeah, he doesn't do those things, right?
No. And still at the top of his game. I know politically, God forbid I say something nice about someone who doesn't agree with us politically. Hey, Charlie Finch, good morning, Charlie. What inside line you got for us this morning, Charlie?
Joe, thanks for the shout-out earlier. Shout-out to both Big Al's, our Big Al, and the other Big Al, the 12-year-old behemoth who's the star of the Little League World Series.
Yeah, bravo.
Big Al's together. Okay, you want to know what's going on with Brennan? Here we go. After Barack Obama defeated Hillary Clinton, he appointed her Secretary of State because he was afraid if she remained senator, she would have an independent platform to run against him in 2012. She immediately got on a plane and started raising money for the Clinton Foundation. The Russians hacked into her emails on the plane, and the NSA, through its Domex operation, then hacked into her emails. That's the big secret. So no wonder she had this private email service when she went back into domestic life and ran for president. And then because Barack Obama interfered in the Netanyahu election to bring down Bibi, the Israelis hacked into her emails. And that's why President Trump is not releasing all these documents. Wow. And now you know the rest of the story. God bless
you. Thank you, Mr. Harvey. Hey, Charlie, great. Well said. Hey, Mario. Mario's always fired up. Mario calling from Jersey. Good morning, Mario. What are you thinking at 9:45 on AM 970? The answer. Go for it, buddy. Yeah.
Okay, buddy. I went to see the Robert Plant show 2 months ago at Forest Hills. His band.
Yeah.
He did an hour and a half. He's dead on, Joe.
Yeah.
Dead on. He did first five songs. Yeah. He's dead on, Joe. The only song you can't do is Stairway to Heaven. But he did a whole lot of love. Rock and roll.
Mario, wait a minute. And Al, I know Al feels. Mario, you went to a Plant concert. You did, Mario, and you were screaming and yelling and standing.
Me and my wife. We were in the 15th row. And by the way, Joey.
Yeah.
Joey, you're sitting down.
Go ahead.
It wasn't sold out, Joey.
Wow.
It wasn't sold out. Because it's billed as a Robert Plant band. But he was dead on, man. Dead
all right. Mario, great. That's great.
Joey, sure. Secretary of State Colin Powell does not have clearance anymore. He had to turn it in the day he did not become Secretary of State. He had to walk it into the White House.
Yeah.
He took his papers.
And
I told the story. I went to a symposium he did. This is all a ploy, Joe.
Yeah,
I agree.
Mario, thank you. Great call, Mario. Appreciate that very much, my friend. You know, it's very, very true. Everybody, 60 people have security clearance went against it. Petraeus, including Petraeus, went against the president and said, Brennan should have kept his security clearance. Don't pull the security clearance. Immediately red flags are up in my mind. No? Why? What? Why do you need security clearance? And I'm feeling now, maybe, and that's why I'm a little suspect this morning. Forgive me for being conspiratorial or a little neurotic. I'm thinking, why would they say that? Why would they say that if there wasn't like this big movement in the deep state to tear down the president? And why would Donald Trump, then he goes after Brennan and he's going to go after Susan Rice and he's going to go after? Why? Something's up, man. I'm telling you, Albert. The instinct is there. It's a deep state takedown of this president because he's taking the power away from these people.
My issue with this whole thing, Joe, is that if this continues to drag on, let's say it continues to drag on for another 2 years into the into the next election. What if he wins again? What if Trump wins again? Then what? So we've wasted 4 years of taxpayers' money investigating a president. Where there's no collusion as of this moment. We don't know. There's no collusion. There's no evidence. There's no nothing. But we're going to continue to drag on this investigation. It's time to wrap it up. It's time to present to the American people what has gone on, who's at fault, who's not at fault. And let's move on here. I mean, you know, somebody had posted on Facebook not too long ago, and they're absolutely right. What is it? We have low unemployment numbers. The missiles aren't flying from North Korea. Things are changing in this country, some for the good, some maybe not so good, but we're doing pretty good right now. What are people complaining about?
I don't know. And I felt that, and this may not be a good analogy, but I've said it before and I'll say it again, 948 with Joe and Al on the radio, is when they went after Bill Clinton, and what Bill Clinton did was reprehensible, inexcusable,
In the White House. Yeah, he did it. In the White House.
I know. But all that you do, you sit him down and you sit him down and you take him to task under the radar. You don't spend $50 million with Ken Starr to take him down and impeach him and then have him have to appear before a special prosecutor. It's just a waste of money. And all they wanted to do was take down a president. And it was so wrong. Nothing that John Kennedy didn't do. And apparently Eisenhower, for crying out loud, and everybody else.
Meanwhile, you got a nutbag like Omarosa, who is putting out this book and telling lies. I don't know how anybody can believe her. Meanwhile, it's the same woman, by the way, Joe, when she got married. Where did she have her reception? Oh, the Trump Hotel. Oh, did she pay for it? No. Trump paid for the whole thing for her.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that
apparently that's the story. Like a $200,000 wedding, apparently Trump picked
She's
up the tab
disgrace.
For her.
She's I'm a just disgrace. Saying,
how can you
and
believe
it's more, what's
her?
More disgraceful than Omarosa is all the media attention that she's getting for crying out loud. Like,
she
right
could have
the
cure for cancer. Right. How could you possibly believe her? She's talking out of both sides of her mouth.
That's right. At 9:49, Big Al and Joe Piscopo on the radio. Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhaime. Where's Susie? Debbie's on Channel 7 all
Debbie week? Is doing TV. And by the way, Rose's dress was free because they put her on Say Yes to the Dress.
Her
dress was free as well. Yes.
Gosh almighty. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Why did people just don't go away? Just go away, right?
And there is a fascinating story. I forget where I saw it, but you know that woman April Ryan? The reporter April Ryan?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently Omarosa wanted April Ryan to be one of her bridesmaids, and April Ryan was thinking, oh my God, how do I get out of this?
That's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
That's gossipy, interesting stuff.
Hey, highbrow, Susie, lowbrow, that's me.
I know, we love you, and we love you for that. Susie Cerrone, looking out for you, 10 before 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
We've got alternate side in effect today. Why is the Williamsburg Bridge so heavy? The inner and out roadway, it's at least an extra 20 minutes. Stick with the Brooklyn Bridge instead. Good to go with the inbound George for both decks. I think a lot of folks are on vacation this week. Inbound Lincoln, we survived the first Monday, yay, through that 495 construction. And at the Holland, that's the busiest 10 from either approach. Want to let you know the Bayonne Bridge intermittent holds today in both directions at 11 o'clock and at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Good to go on the parkway. The thruway is fine. That accident cleared on the thruway is southbound near exit 8A in the White Plains area. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager lays out the conservative mindset.
My position and the position of every conservative I know is we don't care. You could be transgender, you could be cisgender, you could be brother gender, you could be anything you want.
We only care about your values.
We don't have a position on what you are. Conservatives have a position on what you stand for.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey folks, Frank Morano here. Summer is officially here. You're getting pool party invitations, you're getting invitations to the beach, but if you're like I was, you're afraid to be seen in a swimsuit because your gut is still a little too big. Well, that's where Dr. Melinda Keller can help. With her Brooklyn Wellness Center weight loss program, you can lose between 20 and 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. There's still time to get in swimsuit shape. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today, 718-234-6212, or visit her at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds and a few intervals of sun today, high 76, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 66. Mostly cloudy and humid tomorrow, a shower before the day is through, high 77. For Wednesday, clouds will break for some sun, but it'll become breezy and remain warm and humid. Still a couple of showers in the area, the high 84. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Aldi, it's radio, national radio day. Do your note too. Keep the music going. Give me your radio, your favorite.
Yeah, that's right. The Clash, London Calling. Hi, everybody, coming at you on national radio day. That's right. All the hits, all the time. Maybe I could hit the post here. We'll see what happens.
Ow, very good. Excellent. Why do people speak like that?
I have no idea. I cannot stand people who do that. Because I want to slap them and go, talk to me normally.
I know.
Can you imagine if I walked in, hi, honey, how was your day? All right, great. We got the roasters in the oven. We're going to have a little salad with that, maybe some beans and potatoes.
That's why I always admire guys like Dan Ingram, the late, great Dan Ingram.
And brought to you by Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
He always had his own voice and just used his own voice. And he was the guy who told me, use your own name when I had the honor to meet the great Dan Ingram.
The great George Michael, who was on WABC for years before he started doing sports.
Yeah.
Again, this was a guy who used his real voice. I mean,
so true. Hey, Albert, I took Charlie up to the beach, right? Mm-hmm. So I go up to the beach. People stare at you. They stare. Yeah. This is the pastime on the beach down the shore.
Oh, is that his grandfather and his child?
That's probably why they were staring at you.
Who is that guy? No, it's this. It's usually this. You know, you look a lot like Joe Piscopo. It's like that. No, I have no idea.
At least they didn't say Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Well, they've said that too. They've said Pesci Po. It's Joe Pesci Po. Yeah. Oh, they've said that too. Yeah, it's great. My favorite is when they go like this. Where I was in Vegas and they said, honey, look. Oh, we got to get a picture. Come here, Joe. Look, honey, it's Joe Pesci. They have actually said that.
You got to come back with them funny how. Like a clown? I'm here to amuse you. That's it. You got to come right out, right between the eyes.
But every time they misidentify me, that I feel the responsibility of the person they're misidentifying me about. So, like one guy, I told you, no, it's true. I was at a car show once, and they
get them
and
to sign an affidavit.
One guy paid me the biggest compliment I ever got, and it wasn't for me. They said, "God, you are so brilliant on SNL. You're the best person on Saturday Night Live ever." Oh, your characterizations, and I'm blushing, and I'm saying, "Well, the way you just emote from inside yourself, the characterization. Can I have your autograph, Mr. Aykroyd?" And I... So now what do I do? I'm not Dan Aykroyd. I'm Joe Piscopo.
I said I'm Bill Murray.
No.
Just give somebody else's name. Garrett Morris. Should have said you were Garrett Morris.
No. Warmest regards. Thank you for your kind words, Dan Aykroyd. Absolutely. Oh, what am I going to say? Well, it's not really me. In the meantime, that's right. Dan Aykroyd's my guy. So I love that.
See, what you should have wrote at the end of the autograph was, P.S., I'm really Joe Piscopo.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Oh, man. Hey, so tell me about. So I went down the shore, mm-hmm. and I go in and I do took Charlie swimming. She did so good because it was kind of rough. That current is rough. Please be careful.
I'm surprised you're able to go swimming. The weather has been so miserable for the last. You know, we've had nine straight weekends of wet weather.
But we caught Saturday. It was great. And that off of LBI, it's like my mother calls it the magical island, man. For some reason, the sun came out. Charlie and I ran to the beach. I put her in the ocean. She's really great. But it scares me because I don't have a life jacket on. You know me, the worry wart, you know.
Of course.
So I'm holding her hand, and I'm teaching her how to swim against the current. Had a great time. Then I took her back to grandma's, and I went up, and I did my laps. And I said, and I worked against the current. It was best workout ever. But the question I had was, because I feel a little bit today, was there any bacteria in that ocean that you found in the news?
Sure, listen, there's always bacteria in the ocean, but I'm sure there's an uptick of it because every time it rains, the storm runoff, sometimes it does deposit into the ocean. I know that there was issues on some beaches on Long Island, Lido Beach being one of them, where medical waste and hypodermic needles were washing up on the shore, and they don't know where it's coming from. But you always have to be very sensitive about, after it rains, trying to go into the water because there is bacteria that does get into the water. Unfortunately, it's just the state of affairs, the way things are going these days.
Yeah, that's scary, Albert.
Very scary.
Hey, so, Al, listen.
So if you look green, maybe it's algae.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, so, but it was great, and everybody was nice, except for people. Why do they have to come so close to you at the beach?
I don't know.
They sit next to you at the beach. No, listen, it's at the pool, too. Am I right at the pool?
Yeah.
They come next to you? Or you're in the pool, and you have a space, someone comes right next to you.
Right up next to you.
Is that
please don't swim near me. Yeah, get out of my way.
I love you, but please don't go near me.
Right.
I mean, my goodness gracious. Al, did you do anything else that we missed during your break?
I had listened to music, drank, smoked a couple of cigars, met with friends. It was good. It was nice. Very quiet.
Al, we missed you, pal. Good to have you back, my friend.
Thank you.
And we're going to have a fun time tomorrow. Frankie Five Boroughs is back, and we're going to be streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You don't want to miss that. And on AM970TheAnswer.com. Matt Sambolin, great job sitting in for Frankie today. Thanks so much for doing a great job. Now, for listening, thank you. God bless you. God bless America. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.